Hello friends, we will now study chapter 18, e-commerce marketing. The buzzword for today, what is e-commerce if you were to understand? It's a practice, online world which is being there, using online world for your promotion purpose. Promotion purpose is done how? By generating lot of traffic. Traffic towards your platform through which you are selling. So that is your online store. And thereby, you convert visitor into your paying customer. And not only that, subsequently, you are striving to retain them. So that's a complete definition of e-commerce. Now, objective with which it has been done is to, of course, have your digital property through which you are selling should get enough of traffic from various channels. So that is what is it is meant to be doing it. The objective is, of course, to create a digital platform which will help you to sell, but that e-commerce is responsible to generate traffic. The elements, of course, are awareness, acquisition, conversion, and retention. So create an awareness, traffic will come, then get into acquisition, and then conversion. So lead generation, conversion, and then subsequently retain them. So nature of e-commerce, of course, this is few aspects of it that we need to understand. It's very dynamic. Technology is evolving. Each platform that you are currently using are offering newer feature. Each platforms are changing their algorithms in the back end. So each platforms are coming out with newer and newer package. Therefore, you need to be aware of what is changing. So dynamism, it's all data driven. The platform and their algorithms, etc., relies heavily on the data analytics. Now, your platform or your digital property should understand this, which is essentially influenced by the consumer behavior. So you should have a focus on consumer behavior, not essentially the algorithm side. Yes, important to know. But once you understand the consumer behavior, everything that you do in a way that consumers are always encouraged to come engage with your platform, that itself will improve your data analytics, and therefore algorithm will try and then support you. All your other channels that you have created will then fructify for you. Customer centric, of course, it has to be very, very centered onto the customer requirement, changing customer behavior, and therefore it should not only address the changing behavior, but it should study the pattern, the change in the shopping pattern, etc. So if I had to give you a simple example, Walmart, as I understand, prints daily something like 7 million different varieties of invoices. Now, how this is happening is, suppose you have been buying certain standard item, but one fine day you bought a baby care product. Now, their system algorithm will determine that there is something new that has happened. So your printed invoice will have in the free area, what they call where the variation takes place, new baby product related information. So this is what is the customer centricity. The scope of e-commerce marketing, how or the what bandwidth or what does it cover? So it encompasses various strategies and includes various channels through which you are connected to your selling portal. So key areas are digital awareness. Of course, you have to create lot of awareness about your online selling shop availability, for which then earlier, as we have studied SEO and search engine marketing, we have studied that content marketing, entire strategy part, email marketing, entire strategy part, social media marketing, influencer marketing, we have studied this. What we have not studied is an affiliate marketing. So that is what I'll just try and explain you. Affiliate, as the name suggests, it's a strategy wherein you have individuals who wants to promote your product through their own digital channel, through their own created digital channel, which may have some lakh, 2 lakh, million followers. So now you encourage them to write about your product, comment about your product, demonstrate your product, show how to use it, your product. Those kind of videos these people make, bloggers to write about your product. So in which they insert your specific product shop, e-shop link, etc., or place from which they can buy that particular product. And when using that link, you go over to that shopping site and purchase it. this affiliate, known as a person who through his content promoted you, is known as your affiliate, and affiliates earn money out of promoting the product. They are not merely talking good about it. Every affiliate find their own way. They either somebody shows you how to unpack, how to clean it, how to use its vacuum cleaner. So there are many ways one can really help the customer, and while doing it, they promote your product. So this also is again a data-driven analytics, because all these affiliates and the link that they get is again monitorable. So you as a businessman can monitor which affiliate is working well, which affiliate is non-productive, etc., who earns how much, etc. Benefit is it gives you wider reach. You are able to reach multiple people, cost-effective. Payment is only made when the shopping takes place, and therefore you leverage the followers of affiliate to reach those people. So you see, that's a business proposition. So now we understand the integration of e-commerce marketing strategies. How can you really integrate various e-commerce marketing strategies? We will be studying the e-commerce marketing strategies a little later, but overall, while you are on a stage of development of integrated marketing strategies, one has to consider holistic approach. Okay. Effective e-commerce marketing requires integrating all discussed strategy into a cohesive plan. So you see that SEO, SEM, influencer marketing, search engine, social media marketing, email marketing, they cannot operate individually with different goals and objectives, etc. They have to be part of the broader umbrella goal, umbrella objective, etc. They should be in fact enhancing it. They should be in fact making achievement of those goals and objectives possible. So that's the one thing. Other thing is the consistency. I have been earlier also emphasizing, merely creating property is not enough. Regularity at which you add valuable content, that is what is important. How can you create personalized experience? The individual visiting there, if he gets a feel that, you know, this has been created for me, here is something for me. So that's a kind of a creation of a personalized experience. Overall outcome should be well focused upon, which should be strategy enhanced online presence. Outcome wise, what is important, you should be visible at various touch points where consumers are often visiting. So your message should be in front of them. That message is developed in such a way that creatively he engages with your messages, and when found to be interested, he engages himself, and then his journey of purchase consideration starts. So this is what we are trying to understand, is how can you integrate overall your e-commerce marketing strategies. Characteristics of e-commerce marketing. So what defines? One has to understand what is e-commerce marketing. So characteristics wise, it is very, very targeted. Now, e-commerce marketing enables you to reach out to the highly potential targeted customer, including micro marketing customer targets. So you can really refine your search command demographically, geographically, characteristically, behaviorally, purchase pattern wise of the past, etc. Now, once you are able to do that, you are able to really focus onto one particular segment whose customer persona you know. So you are able to tailor your message. So here, personalized product recommendation based on your browsing history. You would have often noticed that based on your past browsing or current browsing that you get into, you suddenly start getting flooded with various recommendations around that. And it may remain there for a few days. Not that it is only at that time. Measurable. They are measurable. That's another characteristics. Every aspects of e-commerce marketing can be tracked and measured. Every aspects of e-commerce marketing can be tracked and measured. So key performance indicators such as conversion rate, click-through rate, okay, ROAS, runs on ad spend, etc., are closely monitorable. You get the update about the same. Now, the other part of this thing is, the other characteristic that we are looking for is the optimization. Now, data analytics that we are understanding, optimization is a resultant output. Like, you will come to know what is working for you. what is not working. The one which is not working for you can be modified, or budget can be shifted towards what is working. That is what optimization is all about. Interactiveness. They provide highly interactive platform. It's a two-way platform. Every digital marketing platform today have become kind of a two-way interaction platform. So therefore, they are able to create engaging conversation between the brand and the target prospects. You use whether social media, you can call for the reviews, you can call for feedback, etc. You can create a conversation, ask for the views, etc. So this is what builds a relationship with the customer. And this relationship is not a short-lived. It can translate into a loyalty-based relationship. Adaptability, ability to change. So flexibility is the crux of digital media today. And therefore, e-commerce marketing strategy is able to be very flexible based on real-time data output that you get. Marketers can respond to changing market conditions, consumer behavior, and new trends. Marketers can respond to changing market conditions, consumer behavior, and new change. So, as per the change happening, early days when we commit ourselves and artworks are sent and, you know, money is paid to the media, and if suddenly you notice a change, there used to be a lot of losses. Here, you immediately realize something is changing, for which you will have to address it. Maybe it calls for the new development or making minor modification to the current appeal, offer, etc. All is possible and releasable. You either shift the budget itself or release a new creative in the available other time of inserts, etc. Example, adjusting ad spends on or targeting parameter during a live campaign based on the real-time performance data that you're taking. That is what I told you. Cost effectiveness, better ROI. I have earlier also mentioned to you, though overall it may look heavy, but kind of reach that it offers you, the cost per reach itself is low. And if that is low, the subsequent cost like a reach per conversion and, you know, acquisition, etc., this cost tend to go down, and therefore better return on investment. And the one who starts following you, etc., now you have already acquired them. So cost of acquisition subsequently going down means your profitability of getting repeat business from them increases very much. So advantages, one is cost per reach, per acquisition, etc., I'm talking about, that tends to be going down vis-a-vis the conventional media. Okay, wastage reduction is minimized, optimization is achieved. So that's the advantage, being a cost effective. Enhanced customer experience. Today the most important characteristics, it offers a personal customer experience. They'll track your behavior, they track your purchasing pattern, etc. And using data analytics, they come out with better suggestions to you next time. And thereby you also feel that you have made a right purchase through that platform. Okay. And so you will, your trust will increase, you will repeatedly come here, and that will build the relationship and loyalty. So all other aspects of post-acquisition, etc., are turning in your favor, like conversion rate, satisfaction, etc. Building brand awareness and loyalty. This platform's e-commerce helps you with even this, you know, how creativity, the way of executions, the time of executions, etc., the kind of appeal, offer, the kind of personalization that you offer, all this will create a differentiation among the crowded market. Now even digital market, as they say, has become much crowded. So, and consistency of engagement, you will remain on the top of consumer's mind. And when you are on the top of consumer mind, next time when he is needing such things, your name will come and will be under consideration. It may not be that your name coming guarantees you the business, but you will be in the consideration set. Means your brand, your product versus other brand, other product. But if you are not in the top of mind, your brand will not be in the consideration state. So the natural derivative of it is being there and creating a repeated business opportunity, dialogue, interaction, giving the customer that feeling that, you know, you recognize the association, etc., will lead to relationship and the loyalty later on. So now we enter into types of e-commerce marketing, which is B2C, business to consumer. So we are now understanding various formats. So one is business to consumer, very clear. That particular e-commerce initiative, your kind of customers are the end users. They are the one who finally going to consume it. So Lay's from Pepsi does B2C because those who purchase wafer will consume it. Okay, there is another one which is, so in this particular B2C, you require heavy focus on customer persona, customer behavior, etc. You have to get into personalization, etc. You have to also create a campaign that will engage them, etc. And then other channels of marketing can also be applied. While it is B2B, it is business to business. As I told you, that you make a tire. Tire is not consumed directly by us. We buy car, we buy cycles, we buy scooters which has tire. So there is a tire manufacturer who is supplying tires to the car manufacturer, scooter manufacturer, cycle manufacturer. So relation between them is B2B. So in the B2B, it's like you have to search for original equipment manufacturer. Their business is not assured to you through the digital this thing, because in B2B the business is on cost ultimately. But rationalization, your product improvement, your corporate values and various things can be communicated so that the relation also with OEM customers can be built. They will know your value, okay, and you are able to then demonstrate to them your commitment, etc., so that overall they will feel that working with you gets them better return on investment. You can also demonstrate to them, okay, how you have helped them. So that's what B2B, C2C, customer to customer. Now that's another one which has come on. One customer connects to the other. So involves peer-to-peer sales facilitated by platforms like eBay, Amazon Marketplace, etc. It's a platform visibility which is, I have a particular product to sell, which is say like either used by me, now not required by me, etc. And I want to offer it to the other end user who wants to. So like I went on a hiking, that shoes that I purchased later on, that shoes are not utility to me. I knew that I'm not going to be at least in next 5 years going to go for another hiking. So I put it on C2C portal and sold it off. This platform provides an individual to sell goods from his end to the other end. But also important is today that homemakers and you know, you see that they also develop a kind of a goods, etc., and they want to sell it on. So this is all are the result of promotion of the C2C. There is another one which is not mentioned out here, D2C, direct to consumer. What has happened today is there are many many startups, okay. For example, for my hair care, I am using one herbal oil, hibiscus, a flower based oil. Now, if I go to the medical shop or this thing, it is not available. They directly sell to me. So they send me messages, WhatsApp offers. I have their websites. So various ways they connect with me and I order directly onto the manufacturer. That's a D2C. E-commerce marketing strategy. So now, strategic perspective we will see. This is not new. We have already like kind of covered. There are various strategy channel based that is available to you to increase your visibility, ultimately drive the traffic and conversion so that your sale is boosted. Objective is to create your overall e-commerce strategy, which is a culmination of a multiple channels, search engine marketing, social media marketing, email marketing, influencer marketing, affiliate marketing. All this culmination of it is your overall e-commerce marketing strategy. So there you have to achieve harmoniousness, you know, and they should multiply your effect. They should not just same conversation. If say for example in the print advertisement you introduce the product, in the digital you give them the experiential journey, and through other banners and all you encourage now call to action, etc. So that's how the e-commerce translates. So I'm not say going to get into telling you this and similar few aspects. We have already studied it as a separate chapter. So for example, search engine optimization, that is ensuring that you technically develop your portal in an organic manner to get organic traffic towards your digital property. That is possible through the crawlers who search for. Now, if they find your search engine optimization is good, you get higher visibility. So that is what I have told you. Content marketing, we have discussed what is content marketing, the strategies, etc. You have the types of various types of content platforms that is possible. The benefit also we have established that, you know, the content is to support your SEO initiative, and we have seen that aspects also as at that time. So content can really make or break, because today even for information search and all, customer go online. So how is your content is facilitating which query of your customer, and if once that gets satisfied, then only customer is able to move forward in his purchase journey. Pay-per-click, we have understood what is pay-per-click. Many social medias, many other or you know platforms offer you this pay-per-click advertising with the immense advantage of paying only for what you expected customer to do with your announcement, etc. So that only when the customer clicks it, etc., you pay for it. So it's also a cost economy for you. Email marketing, we have seen it is the most personalized one-to-one messaging possible to refine the content, okay, possible to create that personalization. So mini groups of homogeneous customers, and then send an exclusive offer. One group will not know what is offered to the other group. So likewise, you create a marketing possibilities for you. So engagement, etc., repeat purchase, information awareness, etc., mini segmentations and all can be done. So this is an advantage. Social media marketing, that is using various social media platforms by posting content, running ads, etc., creating a communication, creating an intra communication, etc. So you drive traffic, you create a relationship, loyalty, etc. So broadly, yes, social media we know is a community platform. It will make you community popular. So you have to not only look for creating a community, run it successfully. If you want to experience this, go to the Nestle site. As on my last review, there are at least 14 communities that they have created. So one has to understand by observing, seeking it. Social commerce, we have understood how social media can also become your buying platform or encouraging customer to buy through it, and which is essentially nothing but they through social media it takes the customer to your landing page, okay, or even within the social media you are allowed to check the product descriptions, etc., and order it. So even that is nowadays becoming possible. So Instagram based shopping, Facebook as a marketplace, so you do a shopping through marketplace, etc. So every now social media has started offering their own such platform through which also you can promote, you can sell your product. If you, those who are like homemaker, housemaker, backup owner, like ghar mein baithe baithe, there are many who become like that, they all gain out of it. So let's understand the challenges in e-commerce marketing. So what are the challenges? Continuous changing of consumer behavior. He is getting so many stimuli from both marketing communications and external environment. Now that may be changing his own thought process, and as a result his own preferences may be changing, and that needs to be understood. His behavior can change on preferences of the product, preferences of the channel, preferences of the brand, you know, various ways, the way to purchase, the way to make payment. Are you aware of it? Technological advancement, as I earlier also maintained, it is so rapidly changing. So you may plan something today, you may require a relook during the duration of the campaign itself. Algorithmic updates, each this search engine crawlers, etc., that owner, they get into continuous improvisation of the crawlers, algorithm, etc. So are you aware of it? Are you technically in sync with it? All those aspects needs to be seen in competitive landscape. So because now even that landscape has become very competitive, you have channel, you have possibilities in that. So now how you competitively have, you know, how you creatively visualize to create that differentiation. The moment that message is released, consumer will see, oh, there is something different, and therefore that engagement will start. So that's also another challenge of e-commerce marketing. Another one is a data privacy regulation. This is also a challenge, as well as you need to understand it as a standalone platform. GDPR is the regulation which governs protection of a data submitted to you by the consumer. Therefore, various organization has to have a specific devoted individual who looks at privacy protections, etc. Now, this is very, very crucial. Okay, it's only that probably today also still the way the permissions are taken and then what is happening is still not very transparent. But once you are caught onto it, nowadays you see that various regulations and various country, you know, governments are running behind this social media, you know, or owners like Meta and Google, etc. Idea is to bring a lot of transparency, stop misuse of consumer given data for your benefit. Okay, so this is what compliance is and all has to be followed. So there is a compliance officer for data, this thing every company should have. So he should ensure that for any of the campaign, for any other marketing opportunity, etc., you have neither used data which is not been opt-in data or you have not given this data access to somebody other who's trying to give you a major advertising business, etc. So various such things comes under it. I've already spoken. All is with the intention to have a transparency. So the people trust in the governance, people trust in your platform, etc. increase. So you should also, the platforms are also encouraged to be more and more transparent. So that's another reason. Sustainability and ethical practices. Today, every consumer is very keen that, you know, I give the best to my next generation because he is facing the wrath of the nature, various calamities, etc. So as a result, sustainable living has become a buzzword. So how you as a company convey to the customer that you also believe in sustained living, and therefore how are you participating, making your product, making your packaging, recyclability issues, if any, etc. You are doing it so that consumer will see you as a more concerned citizen of the world. That way, the brand positioning. Therefore, if you are able to really do sustainability related thing, you can create a differentiation by changing your brand positioning. So even many brands have gained out of it. Long-term value. What is required is ethical practices are not going to be short-term. It will not work. It has to be done and developed and consistently pursued, keeping the long-term perspective in mind. If you do not know, believe me, companies are not only today, even 5 years back, declared their intent by 2030, by 2035, we will be carbon neutral or we will be this thing. That itself shows you achieving that is not easy and therefore requires a sustained, committed, dedicated efforts. So that's what you also should facilitate. Otherwise, people will tomorrow forget you.